八章
Mark chapter 8
第十四节
Mark chapter 8 verse 14
门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼没有别的食物。
Mark chapter 8 verse 14 And now the disciples have forgotten to take the bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat.
耶稣嘱咐他们说，你们要谨慎防备法利赛人的教和西律的教。
And he charged them saying, take heedBeware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod.
他们彼此议论说，这是因为我们没有饼吧。
And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because you have no bread."
耶稣看出来就说，你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢
？But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "Why do you reason because you have no bread?"
你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心还是愚顽吗
？Do you not yet perceive nor understand?Is your heart still hardened?
你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得。
Have eyes do you not see? And have ears do you not hear?
我拨开那五个饼分给五千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说十二个。
When I broke the five loaves and for 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They say to him, 12.
又拨开那七个饼分给四千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少筐子呢？他们说七个。
Also, when I broke seven for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they say seven.
耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗
？So Jesus said to them, "How is it that you do not understand?"
那今天早晨我们说到主耶稣第二次的环游布道。
Just now we mentioned that Jesus had made his second missionary trip.
就是五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱以后，然后呢，主耶稣从加百农出发，那往西北方向走，那么就到了推罗和西顿。
And we know that after feeding the 5,000, the Lord Jesus moved northwest, and that when he come to Tyre and Sidon.
那推罗西顿就是今天的黎巴嫩。
And now Sidon and Tyre and Sidon is the current Lebanon.
如果天气好的话。我们如果在以色列最北端的地方叫但，你天气好应该可以看到推罗。
And so if you are at Dan, that is the northern part of Israel, then you will be able to look at this place.
那么你记不记得，在推罗西顿那里有一个对于圣经影响很大的一个妇人
？And there was one woman who has great influence upon the Bible.
她的名字就是耶西别。
And Jezebel.
所以主耶稣去的地方刚好就是耶西别，当初从那里来的那个地方。
And that was what originally where Jezebel came from.
那么但是呢，我们看见说这个迦南的妇人是非常蒙恩的。
That we know that this Canaanite woman, she was blessed.
她所，我们知道说这个推罗西顿这个地方可以称为巴利的地方。
You can 巴利。
巴利。
Bill.We can term this place as a place for the Baal.
我们知道是耶西别，可以说他影响了亚哈，然后不止如此，而且他把整个以色列神把他换了。
That he has great influence on Ahab, and in fact, she has changed the complete the God, God of Israel.
从前以色列人是拜偶像，现在他们连神都换了。
Previously, they have idols. Now they even have God.
所以他就把巴利的黑暗的权势就带到了以色列。
And so they bring in Baal, which is the power of darkness, into Israel.
但是感谢主，现在虽然以色列人弃绝我们的主，我们的主却到了巴利的地方，却到了敌人的巢窝里面，那就是那 古时候的有一个迦南妇人，她的名字叫耶洗别。
And we know because that although the Israelites have forsaken the Lord, but the Lord is now He Himself have arrived at the den of His enemy, and that was where Jezebel came from.
但这一次你看见他果然把福音，他自己，我们知道他自己其实就是那个从饼桌上掉下来那个睡
着。In fact, our Lord Himself He is the crumbs that have fallen from the table.
本来是为着儿女的。
And in fact, originally it was meant for the children.
为着儿女是因为他们手中有圣经，他们容易相信。
Because in their hands they have the Bible, it is easier for them to believe.
结果他们弃绝我们的主。
But unfortunately, they have forsaken, rejected our Lord.
就到了推罗西顿，所以他到了外邦。
And so, because of this, our Lord Jesus had arrived in Tyre and Sidon, that is the place of the Gentiles.
然后我们说过他从推罗西顿，然后在沿东，我们就到了黑门山下。
And so later on from Tyre and Sidon, we know our Lord moved eastward, and now he has come to the foot of Mount Hermon.
然后就到了葛兰高地。
And now he has come to the Golan Heights.
就是大概今天叙利亚的地方。
And that is where the area belongs to Syria.
然后再往南走，哇，那么就到了加利利海的东岸。
And so as he continues to move southwards, now he has come to the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee.
那如果加利利海，我再说一遍，如果加利利海是个钟的话。
And so again, as we say that Sea of Galilee is just a face of a clock.
11点钟是加百农。
11 o'clock is Capernaum.
1点钟是伯塞大。
Bethsaida is at 1 o'clock.
3点钟是格拉森。
That we know that Colossus is at
3点钟
3 o'clock.
所以现在主耶稣是来到他4点钟到6点钟那个范围。
And now he has now the Lord Jesus has arrived between the 4 and 6 o'clock.
那么我们刚才所读的那一段圣经，我们说所发生的事就是在那个以前主耶稣不是给4000个人吃饱吗
？At the same time, we have also looked at where the Lord Jesus had fed the 4,000.
那么给4000人吃饱的地方就是底加坡利。
And where he has fed the 4,000, in fact, is at Decapolis.
那么底加坡利，底加是十的意思。
You know, Deca means to 10.
坡利是城的意思，有十座城。
And that we know polis refers to the city, so it means that there are 10 cities.
但这个十个城都是罗马跟希腊的城。
But we know that these are the cities of Rome and the Greeks.
普通犹太人都不进去的。
And most of the time, the Jews will not enter.
所以我们知道底加坡利可以说是以色列人跟外邦人混居的、混杂，他们住在一起的地方。
And we know that these are places where the Jews and other Romans that they have lived they are complexly live together.
在伯塞大的时候，主耶稣叫五个饼两条鱼，叫5000人吃饱。
That you know, at Bethsaida, the Lord Jesus using the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed the 5,000.
主要的对象是犹太人。
And the main objective is main target is for the Israelites.
这个旧约诗篇说，神在旷野里为百姓在旷野里摆设宴席。
That in the Old Testament, in Psalms that mentions that in the wilderness he has prepared a banquet for them.
所以当主耶稣在五个饼两条鱼五千吃饱在旷野里面。那表示说同样的一位神。
And so, we know that now the Lord Jesus has fed 5,000. In fact, it refers to the same God.
对向着年轻的一代以色列人。
And he was addressing to the younger generation of the Israelites.
在旷野摆设宴席叫5000人吃饱。
And that he has spread his table in the wilderness to feed the 5,000.
那么等到我们读到马可福音第八章，我们就晓得主耶稣还在另外一个旷野，是为着外邦人。
And so we know now the Lord Jesus has come to another wilderness. Now this time he has prepared a banquet for the Gentiles.
那一个是五千人，一个是四千人。
Just now we read one is 5,000 and this one is 4,000.
然后从这个，然后主耶稣在渡过海就回到了加百农。
And then crossing the sea, now our Lord Jesus now returned to Capernaum.
所以这个就是主耶稣第二次环游不到。
And that is the second missionary trip of our Lord Jesus.
那么同样，那我们叫第一次环游步道是到了格拉森。
That we know that the first missionary trip he has arrived at Chorazin.
他对付了这个灵界里面最黑暗的一面。
That he has dealt with the darkest part of the spiritual world.
他释放了那个被锁链链住的、被撒旦苦待的那个人，叫他得到释放。
Now he has released set free the man who was changed by Satan, and he has set him free.
那么这特别讲到灵界的。
This is touching about the spiritual.
那第二次环游步道，就是因为以色列人弃绝他，所以他就把他，所以我们知道他就绕，所以他就到了推罗西顿，然后最后经过底加波利，然后在底加波利又为外邦人，主要为外邦人又摆设了宴席，是叫他们四千人吃饱。
And so the second time, as he moved on to his second missionary trip, he was moving towards away from Tyre and going to Tyre and Sidon, and this is meant for the Gentiles. And then he has fed the 4,000. Again, he spread his banquets in the wilderness for the Gentiles. Finally, then he returned to Capernaum.
那现在来到第三次环游步道。
And now we come to the third missionary trip.
主耶稣还是从加百农出发。
And then once again, he start off from Capernaum.
这是主要带着他的门徒。
And that this time that he has brought along with his disciples.
他又坐船到伯赛大。
Now he has taken a boat to Bethsaida.
你记得吗？本来就是到了伯赛大，然后在约旦，就在那个伯赛大附近有五个饼两条，就五千人吃饱。
And first it was at Bethsaida where five loaves and two fishes was able to feed the 5,000.
现在第三次，他带着门徒走。
And this time he was bringing all his apostles, the disciples with him.
那么在到伯赛大的时候，这个途中，那么就发生一件事，门徒们。忘记带饼，结果除了一个饼之外，没有别的食物。
And so, there was something happened during this trip. The disciples have forgot to bring the bread, and they only have only one bread with them.
然后耶稣就嘱咐他们说：“你们要谨慎，要防备法利赛人的教和西律的教。”
And so Jesus told them to take heed of the leaven of the Pharisees as well as the leaven of Herod.
但他们听不懂，他们以为说是指着没有带饼说的。
They thought that Jesus was referring this is because that they did not bring enough bread.
所以这个时候主耶稣非常稀奇啊，他问他们，实在说来，有的人已经跟随主，好几已经跟随主，有的快三年了。
And Jesus was astonished because that some of them were with him for almost 3 years.
那你想想看，关于这主耶稣行了两个很大的神迹。
No, Lord Jesus has performed two great miracles.
都是跟饼发生关系。
Has something to do with the bread.
他们还是不大明白什么叫那块饼。
They still do not understand what is that bread.
其实主耶稣很明显给他们知道说，那个饼就是从天上降下来的粮。
And you know that bread actually refers to the bread that came from heaven.
让五千人吃饱，这个天上的粮是为了犹太人。
And that bread is the cup from heaven was meant for the.
那个饼叫四千吃饱，那个天上的粮食为着外邦人。
And the bread that fed the 4,000 is meant for the Gentiles.
结果他们到现在还是不明白。
And up to this stage, they still did not understand.
所以主说你们还不醒悟，还不明白，你们的心里还是愚顽吗？
The Lord Jesus asked them whether their heart are still hardened and they still do not understand.
主耶稣行了神迹，加百农、格拉逊、波塞大的人不相信他。
When the Lord Jesus performed the miracles, the people, the crowd at Capernaum, the crowd at Chorazin, and the crowd at Bethsaida, they did not believe.
这个情有可原，因为他们没有光。
That we can forgive them because they don't have the light.
但这些人跟随主跟随这么久了。
But this group of disciples was with Jesus for such a long time.
所以就在船上，主耶稣就把他里面心中的疑惑，心中的困扰，就告诉门徒。
And now the Lord in the boat that he has opened up his heart of what is bothering him.
你们有眼睛看不见，有耳朵听不见，也不记得吗？
Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear?
所以然后他讲说，我拨开五个饼分给五千人，你们收拾零碎，装满了多少篮子呢？他们说12。
And say when I broke the five loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets of fragments do you take up? They say 12.
那么四千人那次又剩下七筐子。
And for the 4,000, the fragments left over was 7.
主好像把他们带着幼稚园的学生一样，多少个呢？他们举手12个，还有举手说7个。
So as if that he has brought them to the back to the kindergartens to ask them, they raised up the hand for 12, and the other answer was 7.
所以接着在伯赛大就碰见一个瞎子。
And now it follows that they met a blind man at Bethsaida.
这什么意思？
What does
这些门徒跟随主那么多年了，还是个瞎眼。
That we know that the disciples who have been following Jesus so many years, and yet they were still blind.
不要忘记啊，过去两次的环游步道。
For the last two missionary trips.
你看见说你知道说我们的主在田里耕田的。
that we know that our Lord was plowing in the field.
我们的主做了世上所有人的仆人。
That he became the servants of all mankind.
但是他同时也是家中的佣人。
But at the same time, he was a servant in the household.
他服侍有两个对象。
That he served with two objectives.
一个对象是世界。
First is to the world.
还有一个对象是他家中的门徒。
And secondly is for the disciples in his household.
但这些门徒跟随主这么久，他们还是不明白。
But after such a long time, the disciples still did not understand. 所以
主就借着在伯赛大的那个神迹，就让门徒们知道说，他们其实就像这个瞎子一样。
And so the Lord Jesus using these miracles in Bethesda to show that they are still like the blind man.
你记得这一次的主医治好了那个瞎子是两个阶段，第一个阶段。